This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Non-bank FHA lenders such as Quicken Loans, Freedom Mortgage, Guild Mortgage have led the way to $1 trillion in mortgages, dominating lending to borrowers with small down payments and lower credit scores. Philadelphia is on the verge of becoming the first city to bar employers from asking prospective employees for salary history that tends to increase gender wage inequality. Uber is paying $20 million to resolve FTC allegations that it misled drivers about potential earnings and vehicle financing. In a landmark ruling in Korea, the court has held that the government had broken the law in the 60s and 70s by detaining women working as prostitutes to American soldiers and forcing them to undergo treatment for venereal diseases. The for-profit Charlotte School of Law, one of three schools operated by Infilaw Holdings, owned by private equity firm Sterling Partners, in Chicago, Baltimore, and Miami, became the first law school to lose access to federal student loans. A study found that during the final 3 months of the U.S. presidential campaign, the media portrayed both major party candidates as unfit for office 87% of the time. U.S. men have experienced no net increase in median pre-tax income since 1962, and between white and black U.S. men, the wage gap has widened to a level not seen since 1950. A recent study by economists found that U.S. incomes for those in the 50th to 90th income percentiles have grown by 40% since 1980, more than previously thought, thanks to growing tax exemptions. The Women's March on Washington was huge, exceeding 500,000, the largest post-inaugural protest in American history. The sister marches were also huge, with over 100,000 in Chicago, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Seattle, Austin, and significant numbers all over the country and the world in protest of Trump's attacks on women. The number of women's marchers exceeded the number that had attended the Trump inaugural. With foreign troops moving on the capital, the former president of Gambia, defeated in a recent election, has finally agreed to step down. Patients who underwent sham treatments but had therapists who actively communicated reported a 55% decrease in their pain. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.